This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The jobless rate in Campbell County jumped from 4% in December to 4.4% in January. According to the news record, a comprehensive annual revision of the state's unemployment data shows the state's unemployment rate trended downward in 2021, starting the year at 5.1% and ending the year at 4%, which, according to David Bullard of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, that number is still quite low. While work continues towards building a 4th District courtroom in Campbell County, two bills that would add a new judge for that courtroom are moving through the legislature with little resistance. The bills would appoint new judges in the 3rd, 6th, and 7th districts and would also authorize and fund the salaries of those new judges. In the meantime, the county continues to work on the logistics of such a move. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The man who tried to run head-on into a sheriff's deputy's vehicle in 2020 will serve up to 15 years in prison. At his trial this past December, Nathan Schurman of Moorcroft was found guilty of two counts of aggravated assault, possession of a deadly weapon, and aggravated eluding, all felonies, as well as misdemeanor counts of destruction of property and reckless driving. Schurman has a long history of alcohol-related violent acts, and during his sentencing, he admitted to having a serious issue with alcohol and expressed remorse for his actions. Five police officers were recognized by the Gillette City Council last week, receiving life-saving awards for their work in 2020 and 21. Officers Andy Lucas, Patrick Totsky, Forrest Rothlutner, Ben Huang, and Julianne Whittem were all recognized for their service to the community. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.